From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The price of being a working mother is at least $18,000 a year, according to a new analysis by the National Women's Law Center. That figure represents the wage gap between working mothers and working fathers. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on what's driving the gap and what it might take to narrow it.
That $18,000 a year gap, that's for white mothers and fathers. It's even larger when you look at women of color. For a Black mother, it's a loss of $30,000 a year. For a Latina mother, $35,000 a year. Maya Ragu with the National Women's Law Center says discrimination and stereotypes about mothers' commitment to work are to blame. And that
women still shoulder the majority of responsibility for caregiving, and that has an impact on women's paychecks.
So do the types of jobs women have. Women are overrepresented in low-wage jobs like home health care aide and underrepresented in high-paying jobs like app developer. Beth Humbird with the Center for Women and Work at UMass Lowell says to narrow that wage gap, policymakers need to address caregiving with
policies that shrink the gap in the time demand. So things like publicly funded high-quality childcare.
Some states are making inroads with new parental leave policies and higher minimum wages. South Carolina recently passed a law that protects pregnant women at work. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.